Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a mild breeze, while Jerusalem sees clear skies. In Haifa, the night is calm and pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla, the IDF is preparing for a potential collapse of negotiations with Iran, with Chief of Staff Eyal Zamir holding regular assessments and input from military intelligence and the Mossad. Also, Israel Hayom reports that Israel-Lebanon talks are set for Thursday, with the Lebanese president indicating these talks are separate from the Iran-US negotiations. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reveals that an IDF soldier has been identified in the destruction of a Jesus statue in Lebanon, as initial investigations confirm the authenticity of the documentation. Separately, Forward reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu and the IDF have condemned the soldier's actions, which have caused significant controversy. And finally, Ynet notes that Iran is showing interest in talks with the US, while former President Trump warns of potential challenges ahead as a US delegation moves towards Pakistan. Here's what people are saying online. A video published by a social media account, Gazawood 1, aims to clarify details about the Jesus statue incident, posting just minutes ago. Morgan Stanley's recent filing for a Bitcoin ETF, highlighted by a financial analyst on social media, points to concerns about unregulated trading platforms. From Al Arabiya English, we learned that US CENTCOM reports the redirection of 27 vessels since the blockade on Iranian ports began, sharing this just minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's preparation for a possible collapse in Iran talks, Walla reports that the Israeli military and intelligence services are actively assessing the situation. This comes as tensions rise in the region, potentially affecting regional stability and security. Turning to the Israel-Lebanon talks. According to Israel Hayom, the Lebanese president's comments suggest a distinct diplomatic path from the US-Iran discussions. This could influence future interactions in the region, as both countries navigate complex diplomatic landscapes. Meanwhile, the incident involving the Jesus statue in Lebanon draws condemnation from both Prime Minister Netanyahu and the IDF. Forward highlights the significance of this event, which could strain Israel-Lebanon relations further. On the diplomatic front, Iran's willingness to engage in talks with the US, as reported by Ynet, juxtaposes with Trump's cautionary remarks. The outcome could reshape geopolitical dynamics, affecting not just the Middle East, but global diplomacy. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that the IMF places Israel 20th globally in GDP per capita, indicating economic growth despite challenges. Separately, CTEC notes the IMF's revised forecast for Israel, showing a moderate rebound but slower long-term growth due to recent conflicts. And finally, Globes highlights the shekel's appreciation, impacting Israelis investing in the US market and altering investment returns. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.